This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Well, it's pretty obvious we've had difficulty in getting 50 votes to proceed.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Mud.
And remember, Mud spelled backwards is dumb.
Thank you, Bugs. Bugs Bunny's wisdom through the ages. Cheryl Chumley is with me this hour as we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Jonathan E. Moore is off this evening. And Cheryl, your latest at Washington Times. Republicans, thy name is Mud. And of course, we had to go back to the Warner Brothers vaults to put perspective on this, didn't we?
Yeah, that clip is too good. it's a sad situation. The Republicans for so many years were playing the victim in Congress, pointing fingers at the Democrats saying, you know, we're with you little people in Heartland America. We want to get this stuff passed. We want to cut taxes. We want to do away with Obamacare, return the nation to a free market health care system and so forth. But we just can't because we don't have the majorities. So voters went out and did their due diligence and elected Republican majorities to both House and Senate. And then Republicans turned around and said, well, we want to do your bidding, but we just can't because Barack Obama is in the White House and he won't sign anything. And so you know the story. Now we have Trump and we have a clean Republican sweep in all the major power corridors on Capitol Hill. And Republicans still can't get this stuff done, Obamacare being just one of them. And I think the average voter, the average American like you and me, Robert, are just scratching our heads wondering what went wrong here.
Well, I think perhaps we fell for it one last time. You know, each time we say one last time, we're not going to do it again. Lucy, you're just going to hold the football. Charlie Brown's going to kick it. And once again, as we feared, they have pulled the football away. Now, I always like to acknowledge the folks that are doing their level best to repeal Obamacare, and that includes, of course, Rand Paul at this point, and a few others. Mike Lee has got some things. Even Cruz is trying to do some stuff. But the idea is, well, we passed it in the Senate how many times before when they knew Obama wouldn't sign it? Suddenly there's no Obama there to block it, and they can't get it done? What does that tell you? They don't have the will. They don't want to get it done.
That's the problem. And I agree with you. There are a handful of senators up there who have said from the get-go that we need to repeal Obamacare. And they haven't faltered on that point, Rand Paul being the strongest voice, perhaps, on that count. And they're up there trying. But, you know, facts are facts. You do need a certain amount of senators to pass the bill through. And, you know, from a layman's perspective, it's just starting to appear, or maybe not even starting, it's just frustratingly appearing as if these Republicans, now that they have everything going their way, they've run out of excuses and they're still not getting this stuff passed, you can only conclude as a sane person that, hey, these guys may actually not want Obamacare repeal to pass. You know, because you don't hear them talking about free market health care any longer. You hear them talking about reforming, fixing, repairing what Obamacare has done to the system. But none of them, outside of Rand Paul maybe, and maybe a couple of others, are talking about complete repeal and a complete return to a free market system. So it just seems like Republicans have ceded that point, and now they're afraid to sell it to the American people.
Well, if they had the principles, they could sell it. And I said this, too, about Trump over the last few days. If he wants to get this done, he's going to watch both the Democrats and the Republicans fail at this as many times as it takes before they come running to him and say, well, what do we do now? I like the fact that I'm hearing some rapport with Trump and Rand Paul on this issue, that, you know, I give Trump props in seeing things in certain ways, but recognizing that there are a lot of cowards in the Republican Party, in fact, a majority of them, because they won't stand up for any kind of liberty principles as it relates to this issue of health care. I've talked also about the fact that this is a disease management system. Even before Obamacare, it wasn't ideal anywhere close, because the medical monopoly stemming back from 1910 and the Flexner Report to today was designed to create an economic monopoly for certain types of health care that aren't really health care, that may have a place in a larger free market-based system, but the dominant place, that's arguable, because the stats from peer-reviewed medical publication literature, like the Journal of the American Medical Association, like the New England Journal of Medicine, like the Lancet, all acknowledge, based on the sheer numbers on an annual rate, death induced by modern medicine is the third, second, or first leading cause. And you can't tell me that that's the best we can do. But it's the best that they can buy in terms of buying Congress. And that's where we sit, Cheryl Chumley. And I don't look to see that these Republicans are going to make much of a difference here.
It's interesting because just today I went to the Center for Responsive Politics website. They're called opensecrets.org.
Yes.
And what they do, as I'm sure many of your listeners, you yourself know, but for maybe the listeners who don't know, what they do is they track money in politics. And not just the surface stuff, the real dark money that's hidden and buried and named under something else. And I was looking for cause. I was looking for some sort of smack-you-in-the-face type reason why Republicans are failing to pass Obamacare repeal. Mm-hmm. And they actually have a research paper on the issue that shows that, surprisingly, very few of these Republicans who are standing in the way of total repeal have received money from some in the medical community, but I don't think that they specifically looked at the pharmaceuticals, and that's actually an issue that now I want to go back and look into.
I want you to think about this, because yesterday I covered a story from sciencebasedmedicine.org. It's like a big blog site for all the skeptics. These are the people that don't like anything if it isn't FDA approved and can kill you. I'm just saying, they say real medicine can kill you. The stuff I do, because it doesn't kill anybody, can't be real. That's the crazy skepticism that they bring to the table. Yet one of their own wrote a devastating article that acknowledges that most drugs don't work ever. In fact, it may be an expectation of 1% of the drugs actually work. And they say that they did this NNT or something, need to treat. In other words, how many people do we need to treat in order to save one life? And with statin drugs, it was like 100 people or 125 people. For 125 people to get the drug, only one person will receive a benefit. You're thinking, a cost-benefit analysis like that, that entire industry would go bankrupt. And it's not just statin drugs. And so they have to have monopoly in order to continue in any semblance of a viability for their future. And it's just, that's why they're so desperate to hold on to this system, even as corrupt and damaging and devastating and deadly as it is. It's the only way they can survive. Now, the 1% of the cases where modern medicine in the term of, in reliance on drugs may be legitimate and may be beneficial, that's just not enough for them. And I get that. That's their business model. But if they use the power and force of government to wipe out all competition, which, again, started back in 1910, it's not new, and Obamacare didn't bring it on. It just encoded it in a way that forced you to participate if you believed that you had to. And that's why this is a long-standing thing that I believe most Republicans and every Democrat has no earthly idea how we got here.
Well, you know, going back to what you said about the idea of most drugs not actually working, not actually performing as they're billed, as they're supposedly intended to in the medical field, you and I have talked off broadcast about my husband's health issues.
Yes.
And my husband, his health issues has been profiled in the Washington Times regarding Obamacare. So I'm not speaking anything here that's exactly private, but I just want to double down on what you said, because I happen to know from personal experience what you just said about the prescription drug industry just feeding pills one after another, and when that one doesn't work, they have another one ready to go just to prescribe you that one to counter the effects of the first. And it's just one long line of prescription. And if you are somebody with health issues in this country, don't be fooled. Going down the path of the prescription drug is not always the best way to go. And I do speak from personal experience on that.
Yeah, Cheryl, I spent the last week in Minnesota with Trinity School of Natural Health teaching a lot of folks, a lot of real gifted, nice, sweet, good-hearted people to become what we call traditional naturopaths. These are the kind that go back and predate 1910 that didn't use any drugs. They utilized the plants of creation that God gave us all. They utilized natural safe methods. They talk about food, diet, nutrition, even hydration, drinking water. For goodness sake, just water, how it can benefit you. And yet, this is where I would look, because this is what has saved my life and transformed my health for the better in my lifetime as a young man becoming an adult and figuring this thing out. Now, there are many people that I have befriended over the 27-plus years now I've been working in this way that have overcome supposedly incurable diseases by eschewing the drugs that are the mandated monopoly form of medicine that both Democrats and Republicans are defending right, left, and center to give access via insurance scams and schemes that Rand Paul rightly points out, even under the Republicans, would be bailing out an insurance industry that only covers those things that are likely to kill you.
Well, for me, the question or the real issue is personal choice. And with Obamacare, you're forced into what the medical community wants you to take.
Yes.
You don't have insurance companies that cover any type of treatments that go outside the standard Western approved pills. And that to me is a huge problem.
That's you nailed it again. Cheryl Chumley, Washington Times, is with us as we go and rekindle that sacred fire of liberty together. It's exactly right. I'm not calling for the outright ban of modern medicine. All I'm saying, just like Cheryl just did, I demand a choice. It is my right. It is your right to choose. And Congress can, you know what, off. All right? All right. The cops, are they good? Are they bad? There's some of them are giving them a bad name. We'll talk about it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. no one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The body camera footage shows a city officer walking into a southwest Baltimore alley and discovering a bag of heroin. But 30 seconds beforehand, on the same clip, he's seen hiding a bag in a Coke can. Now defense attorneys say the evidence was planted.
Are all cops bad? Of course not. But if you were to look at the news about what's going on in Baltimore, you probably think so. And Baltimore cops are giving all cops a bad name. Cheryl Chumley's written about that as well. At Washington Times, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Right now, Cheryl, what's going on in Baltimore? And, you know, it's a disaster for the good cops, this kind of story.
It is. It's infuriating. And it's hard to come out critical of police officers when you are a very pro-police type person. But when things like this happen, you have to speak up about it in the name of justice and the principle of law and order. And it's what your clip just revealed. You know, this Baltimore police officer, Richard Pinheiro, I believe is his name, he went down an alley. He supposedly, the story is he tried to turn off his body camera, but it didn't go off. It only muted the sound. And so as the video played up, it appears like he's planting drugs to make this particular arrest that he makes after. Mm-hmm. And this comes to light when the defense attorney is viewing the video before preparing for court. And so, of course, the case is thrown out. But you've got the Pinheiro and two officers who were also seen on video standing idly, quietly by, watching him allegedly plant these drugs. And now you've got this case in Baltimore that just casts suspicious eyes on every one of these three officers' cases, both past and present. And it's a situation that demands speedy a court hearing. You got to find out if these officers are tainted, if their other cases have been tainted. And really, I have opined that they need to be fired if they're found guilty of this.
Or worse. I mean, to plant evidence on even if the guy's a bad guy, there's no faith in the cops at that point. And, you know, listen, I you probably have friends in law enforcement, as do I. In fact, I have one friend who's a retired sheriff. And, you know, he says, well, most cops are, if you say most, how do you percentage that? He says, no problem. You know, he knows them well. He trusts them. They're great. But it's the few that are, in some cases, more than a few, depending on how corrupt a particular precinct may be, that made him very suspicious of all cops, which, unfortunately, we must be, based on we don't know in the interaction if this is a crooked cop or not. So the good cops, of course, are in worse shape because of the few who are the rotten apples that are doing disastrous things to destroy all of the integrity, if you will, of the police forces out there.
Exactly. And politically speaking, you know, we just came off 8 years of Barack Obama and Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch telling us in America how racist police departments are. And, of course, conservatives and pro-police fought back against this vicious Black Lives Matter movement. And now this comes to light, and all it does is fuel the anti-police movement and rhetoric more than it was under 8 years. It's just a disgusting story. It's one you hate to hear, but it's one you hope that justice does prevail in the end, because we are a law and order nation.
It makes it devastatingly hard for the good cops. It really does. And we like to highlight and spotlight the great stories when they're out there doing good work in the neighborhoods and with the kids and things. But again, these stories are very overwhelming, and that we have to pay attention to them, because if we don't root that out, you can forget any trust being reestablished with the police and the people. There was a big story while I was up in Minnesota of a woman, Justine Damon, I believe it is, and just brutally, apparently murdered, maybe by a cop, in this case, one of the first, apparently, Somali Muslim police officers in Minneapolis who had been heralded because, hey, he's Somali and he's Muslim. Like, is he a good cop or a bad cop? That's all I want to know. I don't care about his background or religion. But the reality is now there's some mystery surrounding that murder. What went on?
Yeah, the problem here is the investigation is just going so entirely slow. I mean, it's slow as molasses. We don't know anything about this except the identity of the officer, the identity of the victim, who was, you know, this yoga instructor from Australia, a beautiful woman. All the pictures you see online of her. Her husband wasn't even there during the time of the shooting. He comes home to find his wife, you know, brutally shot. And the questions are just in the air.
Yeah, well, again, it's a piling on scenario now. Again, you just got to be careful. I want to trust the cops, but you also have to be careful. And that's the message here. You know what the other message is? Keep reading Cheryl Chumley at Washington Times. Cheryl, thanks for helping us rekindle that sacred fire of liberty each week together.
Thank you.
All right, back after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
America's loudest Trump-hating liberal is now encouraging her Twitter followers to play a sick online game to harm the president. It allows players to push a virtual version of Mr. Trump off a cliff.
Oh, my goodness. And apparently there are other sound effects to go along with the game. Maybe we've heard some of these from our childhood. That actually sounded more like Rosie O'Donnell bottoming out, didn't it? Than Trump? Right there?
Wiley O'Donnell?
Yeah. Wiley O'Donnell. By the way, Cheryl Chumley had to run because haircut for the daughter. And, you know, when these girls need their hairs done, you just don't get in the way.
And apparently, Norm tonight.
Yeah, what happened to Norm?
He fell off a cliff. No, I'm sorry.
Norm fell off a cliff?
No,
wait. Let me hear it.
Oh,
yeah,
my.
Norm,
my.
That's more like wrestling sounds. He loves wrestling. Yes. Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty couldn't be with us tonight either.
He's like on vacation or something.
He is.
He just did not want to call in on vacation. I'm just so disappointed in him.
He took little Leo to Hawaii. I'm not going to give him slack on that. Why don't take a vacation? Why don't I take a break? I've been out of town for a week. Did I miss one broadcast?
Yeah, well, you got to go to Minnesota. That's like going to Hawaii, right?
Yeah, it's really close. When I was walking around that lake, all I could think about, this feels like Hawaii.
Palm trees and coconuts in Minnesota.
Yes. No, there were coconuts, but they weren't. Yeah, never
we'll,
mind.
We'll give Nora a pass this week because I don't
we shall.
Him.
Yeah, Jonathan Emord should be back next week. Hey, by the way, folks, we're going to be in Columbus, Ohio. I'm going to be there with Stuart Tompkins, CV Sciences at the Natural Products Association Maho Show. That's a Midwest regional show for the health food stores. I love the independents, the mom and pops that turn out for this. We're going to be broadcasting live from Columbus, Ohio.
CV Sciences.
Rosie O'Donnell will not be making an appearance.
Okay.
Yeah, I wish Superdon would make an appearance. We're still working on you to get you the truth about cancer. You don't go anywhere.
I don't. You're right.
Do you even stand up during the show ever?
No.
Because I do stand up
at the
radio.
Top of the hour I do. I'll take a break at the top of the hour. But
you will. By the way, it was a great trip. I have to say, it was a fantastic trip out to Minnesota to be with the Trinity naturopathic students. And
even though couldn't get any of the GCN board ops to go and meet you and have dinner, though. What's up
with
that?
Not even their girlfriends. I know, it was funny that.
Not a single one of them.
What does it say? It's like, we love you from a distance, right? Right? We love you, Robert, from a distance. You're in town? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not available.
Sorry, I suddenly remembered I have to go rake the leaves or something. Yeah.
Right, 10 at night. So
anyway, let's get back to Rosie O'Donnell here.
Okay, all right. Outrage. Now, Cheryl Chumbly wrote a piece, and, you know, I agree to some degree here that there's hypocrisy. Of course, when somebody, let's say, a conservative or Republican did something like this to push a fictional cartoon Barack Obama off a cliff, I mean, my gosh, cries of racism from the left would be ringing out like it were the end of the universe. Okay, I'm just going to say that right now. Now, Rosie does this kill Trump game. I don't know if there's outrage in the media because I haven't paid attention to it because I've been out of town. But she probably will get a visit from the Secret Service to say, hey, is this woman in her right mind? Because that's just the way they have to take every, even cartoon-level threat seriously.
I think it's dumb, personally. I mean, I'll just tell you, out of just morbid... It's not even... See, look, I'm using words I shouldn't.
Morbid curiosity. I know where you're going.
This is not... So I'm looking at this game that she made, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it right now, and it's got, like, this really bad animated Donald Trump thing, and you push a little arrow, and he walks to the edge of a cliff. And let me see. I'm going to turn my speaker up here.
Oh, see if we can hear it?
This is what happens when Trump walks off the edge of the cliff.
I'm really rich.
So it's goofy.
Yeah, and here's another one.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, look, it's silly. It's not like, listen, I am hearing people in the media, especially conservative media, that are treating this and trying to make this seem like a Kathy Griffin type event. Which
I don't think it rises or goes to the depths of that. This is more
silly.
Yeah.
It's funny. And I would equate this
to
the silliness of the meme that the left lost their minds over a few weeks ago that was put together of Trump body slamming CNN.
Yes.
It's the same level of silliness that you would find on the Internet. There's nothing gross or threatening about. I mean, there's like another part of this game where you can have Donald Trump walking down the street and falling into a manhole.
So, well, listen, but the thing is, CNN doesn't have Secret Service protection. That's why whether
I don't
whether
care. What difference
I know
does it
you
make?
Don't care, but you know whether you're outraged or not, Super Don. A lot of people are because of the hypocrisy. But you're also right to point out that you know this happens on both sides of the political aisle.
I bet you I could go back into our archives,
mm-hmm.
and I could probably find a time or two that you told Barack Obama to go pound sand or to go jump in a lake or something like that. Now, would that be wanting to incite violence against Barack Obama or wanting him to commit suicide?
I would hope not. I just don't recall. No, I would hope not. But,
you understand what I'm saying.
But I mean, what is this really about? This is about the political left and Rosie O'Donnell as it represents it, whatever she represents, just crying about it in some way that might be a little less violent. Well, I'd say a lot less violent in imagery than Kathy Griffin.
Here's what it is. I'll tell you exactly, in my opinion, I would say educated opinion.
Yes, do it.
Is that what you've got here is a silly, harmless little internet game. Again, this is not like the Alexander Hamilton thing, the play with the assassination. Again, this does not rise to that level, in my opinion. This is a silly internet game, which I even laughed at. I thought it was funny. That was put together by a kind of washed-up, unemployable former comedian/actress who has not been in the limelight for a period of time, who knew that if she did something like this, we would be talking about it.
All eyes and attention would be on Rosie O'Donnell
once
again.
That's all this is. That's all this is.
Publicity stunt. You're right. So, all right, let's leave it behind at this point and move on. I think that
Wait a minute. I gotta do the one here where Donald Trump gets eaten by the Tyrannosaurus Rex. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'll close it now. Okay.
Thank you, Super Don. All right. Pay attention. We're back on the radio show.
Lighten up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that is a good message. Lighten up. RobertScottBell.com. Check it out. Upcoming events. We're going to get into. I'll let you know about those. I want to say as well about the healthcare debacle again. We talked about it. Paul Bertier, my good buddy from Echo Water, was talking about it as well. I really have this sense, more and more, day by day, that Trump is just going to let the Republicans destroy their own attempts at this, let the Democrats come in and try to do their thing. Because Obamacare is toast no matter what. If they do nothing, it's not going to survive. So then what? And will Trump communicate directly to the American people the kind of message that I would send? I don't know. I would like to think that that's possible. But then again, who understands the history of medicine in America? And I'm not saying better than me, but certainly it's not hard to know it better than anybody in Washington, D.C. right now that has any modicum of perceived or actual power to do something. But one of the things Trump could do is begin to communicate the concept of self-responsibility a little bit more directly. That you do not want the government dictating to you what you can and can't do regarding your health. That's a winning message. That's a winning. Who's going to argue? No, please, government, tell me what to do about my health. I need to know. Those people are going to be looked at as very low on the survival scale. And we might look at them with pity and reach out our hands. Are you ready to help yourself now? I'll help you help yourself. But no, if you're looking for the government to dictate to you what you can and can't do surrounding your health, you don't have a long time to survive because the mainstream allopathic medical monopoly upon which this country is now adopted as its religion is the leading cause of death. And if you're clamoring for more of that, there's nothing I can do or say to help you. And I don't imagine that a lot of people in our audience, Super Don, are clamoring for that. I'm not going to put it past some. We do have some left-leaning audience members that like certain parts of the message, but when I talk about this, they get kind of upset. But my argument is for freedom. I'm not here to bash and trash totally your failed religion of modern medicine. I'm here to say, if that's what you want, good, but don't make us all participate and pay for it. Don't even try. That's a non-starter with me. And I think Trump eventually is going to get around to communicating this a little bit more directly because he'll have to because it'll be readily apparent to everybody that the Democrats and the Republicans have no clue how to solve this. Sans a few people who are talking sense like Rand Paul. and like his father before him. Of course, some will say, well, that's cruel and unusual. You don't care about people. You don't want the safety nets and on and on and on. But my gosh, we need a safety net from government intervention. We need a safety net from the mandated participation in the first leading cause of death in America, modern medicine. Don't tell me safety nets from government. The safety nets are nooses around our neck and entire body like a boa constrictor, squeezing the life blood out of us so we can't breathe because we're so intoxicated with the synthetic. Do I need to go more, Super Don? It's not only the drugs of FDA, but it's also the pesticides and the GMOs and the additives and preservatives. All the stuff that's legitimate, that's approved by government, regulated by government, and my gosh, if you speak out against it, you're orthorexic, you're chemophobic. You want it. How dare you talk selenium for cancer instead of chemotherapy, for instance? Right? This is the crazy world we live in. Those of you listening from around the world, yes, we are crazy in the United States. We do not understand our own history, and that's why we're sitting in this precipitous, disastrous place from which we may not recover unless Obamacare is allowed to collapse, and then, of course, something comes in to replace it, that thing being the freedom to choose the health care that you want for you, that I want for me. And nothing less than that will solve the so-called health care crisis. You want to take me on this issue? Have at it. Call me now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or go to robertscottbell.com. Leave a message there, a comment there, a question there, or go to the social networks. Follow me on Twitter, at RSBell Media. That's a good place to go on Twitter. All right, we'll be back to wrap up the hour. We'll let you know where we're going to be coming up after this break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You know, it's fun, Super Don. All that time we were out there last week, a lot of laughter ensued. We were learning about all kinds of natural health care and healing and things like that. And people were, for the most part, very jovial. And as you heard on the show, we had a good time. I think we were laughing a lot on the show last week while we were out of town.
It was. It was good. Even our buddy Paul Barrettiero there was doing a little stand-up on the air.
Oh, he had some funny ones. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was good. It sounded like you had a great time. It sounded like a good group of people there.
So once again, thanks to Trinity School of Natural Health. Remember, now until August 1st, you can get 10% off tuition. Whether you're doing the ND program, CNHP program, nutrition program, there's a lot of options there. Take advantage. That doesn't happen every day. It's not like an ongoing discount. You've been thinking about going into natural health? Yes, you can. And that is going through Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org. And we have it linked up in the show notes as well, robertscottbell.com. Check it out there. Upcoming events are in the notes. I keep mentioning them because each and every day somebody new tunes in that may want to know about it. And we are going to be in Columbus, Ohio this weekend, Sunday, with CV Sciences. Those of you who want to get your CBD, get it now, plus CBDOil.com. You can get 15% off with the code RSB15. Cancer Prevention Convention 2017. Shout out to Stephanie. Did you see she put out a nice video plugging me, RSB, in the show? Because we're going to be there broadcasting live August 27th in Detroit. They call it Gross Isley. Gross-izzly. I'm saying it completely wrong. Gross-izzly? Gross-isle. I don't know how they pronounce it. It's kind of crazy. I don't know. Just go there. Get to Detroit. You're going to be close. And it's linked up in the notes. Just scroll down. Food is medicine, Curacao. Come on. A week at an all-inclusive resort, organic food, all kinds of relaxation, all kinds of healing with Dr. Sunil Pai. The best organic vegan chef from Mexico is going to be there. We are going to be doing some healing work. And there's a code, RB0700, that'll get you some hundreds off. Sign up now. Don't wait. Then, the Truth About Cancer Live 2017, truthaboutcancerlive.com, Orlando, Florida. It's October 5th, 6th, and 7th. And then we have a couple of events later in October, the 20th and 21st. including the Schizencephaly Convention and an International Iridology Conference. So, folks, come on out and see me. Come on out and see all the good healers that are out there trying to bring the power to heal back to each and every one of you. Now, Super Don, I don't know if you like to do woodwork. I do. I like to build things. And I'm a total rank amateur, but I can do stuff, okay?
I took wood shop in school.
Did you?
It never really caught on, though.
Okay. Well, that's all right. It's all right.
It's kind of neat, though.
It's fun to build stuff. In Toronto, there's a place. There's a park. Evidently, there's a hill. And the people have been clamoring for some stairs to be installed in the hill. Some steps. Not a lot. Just a small hill. But enough people have fallen. And I don't know if they can get back up. But the point is, the people were asking the local government there, come on, can we get some steps made here? How hard can this be? And so one guy, one local resident in Toronto, Addie Astle, he's a retired mechanic. He said, forget this. I ain't waiting. He and several of his neighbors got together, even as people were falling down the steep path to a community garden. They chipped in their own money. It ended up costing $550, but they made their own set of stairs with a handrail so that people would walk safely down this little hill.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's cool.
I think it's totally
cool. The community getting together and mm-hmm. fixing the problem. Now, here's kind of the punchline, though, to the whole situation. The city now has taped off the stairs, and basically they've shut down the stairs, right? Because the city was prepared to do the stairs, but they were going to spend $65,000 to build the stairs. So they're upset that this guy has built the stairs for $550
yes.
because it doesn't meet up to all of the codes and bylaws and red tape that the stairs are supposed to. So.
Well, listen, if your stairs, look at the size of it. I don't know whether 8 to 10 steps, maybe.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's just a little. Yeah.
If it's going to cost $65,000, I don't know how the Toronto government is even in business. The taxpayers should be revolting there, because that is a revolting nightmare to say, oh, and it could, and the price tag could be as much as $150,000. You know what? I want that job. In fact, sign me up. I'll go up and build the stairs for $1,000. $450 more than that guy. It'll be good. I promise. All right, folks, we got Not a Doc, Chris Barr talking COPD and pneumonia recovery and more after the break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.